And I would like to welcome back to the Magic Morning Show for their yearly visit. We have Brian and Lucy from Dairy Queen. How are you guys doing?
Doing well, Gino. How are you?
Good, very good. Good morning. And despite all that cold weather, it's still good time for a blizzard.
Always a good time for a blizzard.
Anytime is good for ice cream.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Absolutely. And I say our yearly visit. You guys kind of visit us this time of year because you guys do a really nice thing. It's become an annual thing, and it's a customer appreciation day. It's coming up later this week. Brian, give us the forethought behind this. What is this all about, customer appreciation day?
And it's our 10th annual.
10th annual customer appreciation. That's what I'm saying. It's become an annual thing for now 10 years.
Yes. Can you believe North Conway's rolling into its 11th year of being open starting the summer?
That is amazing.
Just flies right by.
Yeah.
So the customer appreciation day is basically a lot of Dairy Queens do it nationwide.
Yeah.
It's to appreciate their customers who are their lifeblood of their business. But in the Valley, it's a little different. It's a little special. We choose to hold ours on a Wednesday, as opposed to most of the region and most of the country hold theirs on a Saturday to maximize the amount of business. But for us, the appreciation of our local customers is what it's really all about.
Yeah.
And that's our lifeblood all through the year. Everybody's busy in the summer, you know, but our lifeblood all year long is our local customers. So we hold ours on a Wednesday. And not that we want to exclude the people who are on vacation.
No.
But we really want to show appreciation to our Valley customers, and that's when we hold it then. So it's exciting. Everybody, the staff gets pumped about it, and, you know, it's a big buzz. It's one of our, believe it or not, it's one of our busiest days of the year.
I can imagine. There's quite the deal going on.
It absolutely is, and it's just fun, and everybody has a good time with it, and we get to see all the faces of our customers that we see all the time, and we get to see new customers, and it's just a great time by everybody.
Yeah, it's a nice reason to celebrate. Right, Lucy? I know that you're in there. You always serve us with a smile at Dairy Queen, but the smile's even a little wider when it comes to the customer appreciation day.
Oh, yeah, it's great. When we see all the cakes going out the door, of course, at half price, it's very exciting, and the staff gets excited because we're cooking up, I don't know, 80, 90 cakes. Lots of Dilly Bars and Buster Bar six-packs, so big excitement all around.
And we use the term cooking up loosely, obviously.
Freezing up cakes,
freezing up some cakes.
Yeah, there was a lot of prep up that,
here,
that leads into it.
Here we have a peanut butter cup for you.
Yes, you always bring a cake around. That's probably why we have you keep coming back, because you love to fill up our fridge with all types of goodies from Dairy Queen, so we greatly appreciate that so much. And you did mention the deal, 50% off pretty much the whole entire menu. We'll talk about that a little bit.
Yep, the entire menu. Dairy Queen has discontinued the $5 lunch nationwide, so the $6 lunch is not included on it.
Yep.
And the 2-for-$4 super snack is not included on it. Those will not be even able to be rung in at the register on half price day, but everything else is half price. So if it's on the menu aside from those two tickets, you get it half price.
You're good to go, and that includes all the takeaway
cakes. All the takeaway cakes, the whole deal, yep.
We hope to see everyone for lunch. Take home a cake, then come back
and
for
dinner. And then come back for dinner.
And then come then grab a six-pack of Buster Bars. Fill your freezer. We always keep a cake in our freezer. It's delicious for breakfast, mind you.
Again, it's happening this coming Wednesday, January 22nd. And you guys, speaking of our local community and everything, you're always looking to give back to the community, always helping out with local charities and all types of different causes. That must be a big part for you guys being here for so long.
Well, you know, like, these are the people that you live with. These are your neighbors. These are the people you see shopping in the store. All your local customers, they're not just your customers, they're your neighbors. They're the people your daughter goes to school with, or our daughter for that matter.
Yep.
So yeah, it's part of our community, and it is a good community. I love it up here in the Valley, and the people are friendly, and you know, it's amazing when you hear people who aren't from here, they say, oh, you guys are so lucky you live up here. I'm like, well, that's a choice. You know, if you wanted to live here, you could probably do it also.
Right.
So, you know, I just choose to have a good lifestyle, living around good people, and that's a nice place to be.
And you do mention your daughter, Leilani, and she's one of the voices here that we hear on Magic 104 with the commercials. You guys finally updated the commercial. We were so happy to get a new commercial.
People were telling us, you gotta get rid of that commercial. What is she, in college already?
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah. I mean, we love it. People love the commercial. It's just a matter of...
Oh, yeah, they love the commercial, but yeah, she was like 4, and I listened to it. I'm like,
we
oh, my
shocked.
Goodness.
Whoa, the difference of voice.
Oh, it's so funny. So it's glad to have her back on the air with another commercial, and of course, she's a one of the personalities over there at Dairy Queen.
She's a sweetheart, so
it's
we
awesome.
Love her dearly.
So shout out to Leilani for sure. And one last moment here. It says that you're also hiring, right now? Is that a process?
We are continuing to hire.
Seems like everybody's kind of always hiring around here.
Yep, we are continuing, always looking for good staff.
Good help, members.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. And it's the way of the Valley right now. Everybody's looking for people,
yep.
And we're always looking for good people. We have enough to operate efficiently right now. And keep our local staff with a fair amount of hours.
Keep our staff all happy and smiling.
Very good.
So that part is good, but you know, stuff always happens. People get sick. Yep. Emergencies come up. Vehicles break. Stuff. There's stuff that happens in life. It's life happens.
Sure.
And having a few more in a cushion, and then of course Glenn's going to be open here in April. It's right around the corner.
It comes fast.
It's not even February yet, but believe me, it goes like boom. Yeah. You're there. You're like, oh no, it's April already. So we are always looking for good people.
Good. That's everybody should know. And if you have any questions about that, of course, you just stop by Dairy Queen, get some of that great food. And of course, if you have any questions, Lucy and Brian will be there to answer them for you. Well, we're looking forward to it. That's this coming Wednesday, January 22nd, the 10th annual Customer Appreciation Day. Your staff always looks like they're having a good time, no matter what, but even more of a celebration coming up on Wednesday.
It's a fun day. It's with all cylinders running, there's lots of buzz, and it's exciting to just take care of so many guests.
And
really
it's always
fun.
Nice to give back and helping out the community. Mm-hmm. We're all about that here in the Valley for sure.
It's a lot of fun.
I thank you guys so much for your time. Thanks for coming in. We'll be sure to see you on Wednesday.
And enjoy the
cake. Yes, we'll enjoy the cake as well for sure. Thank you for that. It's Magic 104, today's hits.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.